This week on New Day Cafe, we're focusing on unconditional love. I have the pleasure of being joined on the phone today by Deborah Cody, who's a popular speaker and also the author of 14 books, including Too Loved to Be Lost. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you. How are you, Karen?
I'm doing well. So glad you could join us. The subtitle of Too Loved to Be Lost is Discovering God's Intentional, Unconditional, Without Limits Love. Why did you choose to bring a message about God's love to women?
I've been traveling and speaking to a lot of women's groups, and during that time I have run into quite a few women who believe that they have been taken advantage of or judged unfairly or accepted only within certain boundaries. And it seems that the love we receive often feels conditional, mm-hmm. based on our looks, our behavior, or our achievements, not on who we are inside our skin. And I believe that we need to know, to really know, that there is one who doesn't condemn us or critique us, but instead he loves, forgives, and accepts us, quirks, meltdowns, zits, and all.
And Deborah, as you say in your book, you have used a travel theme to illustrate our life's journey. Why did you choose that particular thread to weave through the book?
Well, I'd say the most obvious reason is that word lost in the title. I am directionally challenged in the worst way, to the point where my Aussie voice GPS, we call Olivia, keeps her metallic panties in a wad constantly with me. She has taken to adding, "What in the world were you thinking?" after the third recalculating. I believe most women experience the hopeless, helpless feeling of lostness at some point in their lives, perhaps after a devastating loss, severe disappointment, or disillusionment with life. We tend to lose our heart compass sometimes, and we find ourselves wandering in a spiritual desert without purpose or direction. And that's why I wrote Too Loved to Be Lost, to help support and encourage women through those lost times with some simple, easy-to-follow steps to recalculate their route and find that peaceful place where we can feel and enjoy and revel in Papa God's unending love.
Deborah, would you be willing to share a time from your own life when you may have felt lost from God's love, and then how God came through for you with his love, with his unconditional love?
Sure. I guess my most devastating desert time was when I had 6 miscarriages, and they were just heart-wrenching for me and my husband. And we both dealt with them in different ways, but we both pulled away from God and each other. And for 2 long years, I was just wandering in that spiritual desert, totally lost, totally isolated, because I isolated myself. I felt deceived. I felt like I was this big cosmic joke, because I had prayed and prayed for Papa God to guide me into whether we should pursue another pregnancy or not. And I felt led to each time. And then when we lost the baby, time after time after time, it was just so hard. And my husband also went into his own desert, a separate desert, about 10 years. So it was a long journey for both of us to find our way back. And I think Papa God was just incredibly patient with me. I wouldn't go to church. I couldn't pray. I just didn't really want to have anything to do with him. And yet he continued through that time, through my long 2 years of being in my desert, of sending me messages, little love notes through different ways. A lot of it was through radio, through Christian radio, through music, through Christian friends who would not leave me be, who would just continue to gently nudge me back in the direction of Papa. And also, I think the biggest thing was that I continually read through the Psalms, just because I did. That's not that I wanted to, but it was through sheer obedience that he said, stay in the Word regardless. Mm-hmm. So I found all the Psalms that were the scream at God Psalms, the ones where you beat on his chest and yell, why? And he used those Psalms. He used David's words to be a balm to my heart and to actually heal and to begin to take that rock-hard heart and soften it and turn it back into a heart of flesh like he talks about in his Word. And over time, it took about 2 years, finally, I was restored to fellowship with him, and it's been wonderful since then. And I have shared those very verses. I have them outlined in several of my books, shared with other women who are going through those desert times to help them find their way back.
Deborah, would you share with our listeners how they can connect with you, maybe through social media, website, and find out more about you and your books?
Sure. My website is DeborahCody.com, and I have a blog. I have two blogs, in fact. I have one, Life in the Crazy Lane, that I would love to have people subscribe to, and you can get to that and my blog for aspiring writers. I do a lot of writing training and trying to help other people who feel led to get their own stories in print. So I also have a blog for that, Grit for the Oyster, and those are both found at my website, DeborahCody.com.
Deborah, what is the single most important takeaway for us as women from your book, Too Loved to Be Lost?
That Papa God's love is never too lost or too late, because once we fall into Papa's love, we can never fall back out of it. Mm. It's secure, it's safe, it's forever. We can't do anything so vile that we lose it. We can't forget about it so long that it fades away. No one can break it, ruin it, or rip it away from us. And the truth is that Papa God loves each of us from the bottom of his heart, and his heart is bottomless.
I've been speaking with Deborah Cody, who is the author of Too Loved to Be Lost. If you'd like to learn more about this or any other feature you hear on New Day Cafe, please email us at newdaycafe@moody.edu.